Tyler Williams here for the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. Like we do each week, we are speaking with Mike Scouten down in Hereford, owner and operator of Mission Dairy. Mike, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, Tyler, I'm doing wonderful. I had a weekend away up in the Northeast. I got to visit my daughter up at the Princeton and Yale game. So it was a lot of fun and a lot of excitement up there. I guess they kind of like football up there as much as we do down here in Texas.
Well, I was going to say, you definitely can't go wrong with the football game, especially this time of year.
You bet.
Well, perfect. Well, let's jump into Blocks and Barrels.
You bet. Midday Tuesday, we saw that block cheese closed at $1.66 per pound, and that was down 4 cents with no lots being traded. We saw that barrel cheese closed at $1.46 per pound, and that was down 5¾ cents with no lots being traded. So a pretty big fall off on block cheese in the last couple of weeks. It is definitely worth looking at and seeing if there isn't some reason to look at some price protection or risk management. Going over to the butter, different story. We saw that it closed at $1.95 per pound, unchanged and no lots traded. We saw that non-fat dry milk closed at $1.54.5 per pound, unchanged and no lots traded. And then finally, dry whey closed at 68.5 cents per pound, and that was up a penny per pound and one lot being traded. So not a lot of trading going on. A fair amount of fall off over on the cheese side, for which we've seen good reason with the cold storage and the dairy products report that came out that was bearish, both of them being bearish on cheese at this moment, but certainly strong on the class 4 powders and non-fat dry milks and butters and things like that. So we'll be watching that going into the next week as well.
And so now let's talk about a global trade event.
You bet. Over in New Zealand, we saw that skim milk powder was up 1.4% over the last event, and that brought it to $1.67 per pound, and that does compare to that $1.55 that we had at the CME, so a 12-cent lead on New Zealand powder still allows us to be able to trade north and south of our border pretty freely. We've got whole milk powder trading up 1.5% from the last event, and that is a value of 181. We've got cheddar trading at 234, up 2% from the last event, and that 234 does compare to that $1.66 that we saw on the block, so quite a disparity in the the pricing of cheddar cheese over in New Zealand versus here in the U.S. That should allow us to continue to have strong cheese exports. Going over to butter, we saw that it traded at $2.51, and that is up 3.5% from the last event, and that $2.51 does compare to that $1.95 that we're seeing at the CME. And then finally, the product that's used for blending into powder products as well as an energy supplement to calf rations here in the Texas Panhandle, lactose, it traded at 59 cents per pound, and that was up 2% from the last event.
All right, so now let's jump into Class 3 and Class 4 prices.
You bet. Over at the CME, we saw that November is trading at a $17.98. We've got the December trading at a $17.23. Going into the first quarter of 2022, we're seeing the January trade at $18 and in January and up to $18.69 in March. Going into the second quarter, pretty much $18.80 straight across, and third quarter Class 3 as well, $18.80 straight across. Moving over to the Class 4 side, we're seeing November trade at an $18.68 and December trade at a $19.11. So very strong on the Class 4 pricing. Going into the first quarter of 2022, we're seeing continued strength of $19.10 into the first quarter, second quarter trading at $19, third quarter trading at $19 as well. So very unusual to see Class 4s trade above Class 3s, but certainly plenty of strength on that, and that bodes well for exports as well.
All right, and as we start wrapping everything up, let's talk dairy RP.
You bet. We saw that Class 3 dairy RP quarter one trading at $17.54 for 24 cents. When you consider that we're seeing the Class 3 trading at about $18 on the CME, probably a pretty good value. We're also seeing that the quarter two 2022 trading a 1781 for 31 cents. Class three quarter three 1781 for 35 cents. Certainly, if you're a little bit bullish on class threes right now, this would be a very good time to pick up some quarter one, two, and three on those pricings. Moving over to the class four dairy RP, we're seeing quarter one at 1815 for 28 cents. Quarter two at 1806 for 40 cents, and quarter three at 1805 for 43 cents. I see the 1815 and quarter one in the class four as a pretty good value, not so much on the quarter two or quarter three at this point. So definitely items for producers to look at as far as risk management.
Well, perfect, Mike. Well, as we jump into next week, what is something we can kind of look forward to?
We should be looking at that cold storage report next week, as well as the milk production report. And once we get a handle on where those are at, we'll get better guidance on what cheese manufacturing and butter manufacturing are going to be doing, and kind of give us a better price guide to that.
Well, perfect, Mike. As always, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Tyler. Thank you.
That's going to wrap things up here for the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. Make sure you tune in bright and early Thursday morning for more.